We love it when patients and visitors to the website submit questions for Dr. Riley and the team at Tulsa Spine and Rehab. Today, Dr. Riley, we have a question about a common problem, and that is back pain. It reads like this. I woke up with low back pain this morning. I'm not sure what happened because I haven't done anything that I can think of. What do you think the cause might be? You probably hear this a lot, don't you?
Yeah, I saw this on the web last week, and I was really excited to speak to it, actually, because, you know, neck and low back pain, obviously, are the two things that I see, probably the two most common things that I see. And a lot of times I get that deer in headlight look from patients. You know, when I bring them in, I want to go through an extensive history. You know, I want to visit with them, you know, figure out what the problem was, what might have caused it. And it's, I can see that frustrated look on the patient's face a lot of times because they have no clue. So, you know, I go, yo, you have neck pain, and describe it for me. And when does it hurt, and what makes, and what caused it? And they just stare back at, you know, I have no idea. You know, I wasn't in a car accident. There was no trauma. I haven't done anything, which we'll get back to that here in a second. So they're really, really confused. So, you know, that's why I was excited to talk about this, because a lot of times it's not one event, okay, that causes something like this. It's more cumulative type trauma. It is what we've done the better part of our life, or maybe they are our adult lives, and associated with a lack of what we haven't done. You know, it's so it's a combination of a couple different things. So, you know, obviously the desk jockey, you know, those of us that sit behind a desk for extended periods of time, you know, our posture suffers. We get in a car and we drive. We're very forward. We become hunched over. We go home at night. We have dinner. We might play with our kids or watch a ball game. Then we go to bed and we get up and do the same thing over and over again. So, and then we find we have, you know, poor posture, forward world. And then all of a sudden we're not exercising or doing some things to hopefully prevent these things from progressively getting worse. Then I go to bed the other night or the next night and I sleep a little bit awkward. Okay. And I might develop a little strain in my neck, and you end up in my office that day, and you're just confused. So I tell patients, first off, it's important that we determine that, you know, there's nothing serious going on and that it's likely just a mechanical problem, you know, sprain, strain, just general neck pain or low back pain. And then I explained to them, you know, it's not that event of, you know, you necessarily sleeping awkwardly, pinching, you know, that joint or strain that joint. That was kind of picking the scab off. Essentially what the problem was is all those things that have led up to that point. You know, another biggie that I get, and I'm sure hopefully you haven't experienced this, but you've heard about it. Hey, doc, I was putting my shoes and socks on this morning and I threw my back out. Well, how does that happen? You know, I saw a guy the other day that's, you know, healthy and 34, you know, really fit. How does that happen to a 34-year-old, you know, fit guy? Well, it's that, you know, associated with what you do. You know, you're sitting, you develop weakness in your glutes, tightness in your hips, maybe a little bit of instability in your low back. Okay. You've been down, put your shoes and socks on first thing in the morning. I'm cold. Nothing's warmed up. Those discs might be a little swollen or inflamed. And then I bend over and I've got a problem. And I've seen patients develop serious disc issues from putting, you know, shoes and socks on, women shaving their legs in the shower. And there's no history that would necessarily indicate something like this might happen. And it's just kind of hangs around. You know, you go about your daily stuff, and then all of a sudden, boom, you have a problem.
So you talk about it's what we've done, but you also mentioned it's what we haven't done. Is that referencing stretching and exercise?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, mobility is the older we get, the less, you know, we become less mobile. We start to have flexibility issues. And so when we start to have flexibility issues or mobility issues, we're going to have compensations, and those compensations typically lead to injury, or we have weakness. You know, we don't pay attention to doing some simple exercises that will, you know, activate our core or maybe activate those muscles in our neck. I mean, those are simple things that we can do. And I think a lot of times patients are intimidated by the fact when they're, you know, you're going to need to do some stuff on your, well, I don't have time. You know, I'm talking about like 5 to 8 minutes a day. I mean, when you could be very efficient and productive with, okay, I'm going to do 2 stretching exercises with my mid back. I'm going to do 2 stretching exercises with my hips. Okay. And then I'm going to focus on a core drill and maybe an exercise for my neck. And so that's all, you know, 5 to 8 minutes. It's, you know, the key, Scott, is being efficient in what you're doing, because the majority of us have very, very busy lives and we don't have time. You know, a lot of times you go into your physical therapist, or your chiropractor, and they give you that dreaded piece of paper that has been photocopied 785 times, okay, from 1986. These are the exercises that you need to be doing, okay? And you look at that thing, and first off, you don't have a lot of confidence in that piece of paper because, you know, your problem might not be the same as – or my problem might not be the same as yours. So why are you giving me the same piece of paper? And then also, I don't have time to do, you know, 14 exercises in the evening. You know, I've got my son's T-ball game, or I want to spend time with my wife. So I think efficiency in what you're doing, going to a physician, a physical therapist, a chiropractor, determining where you have some of those limitations, okay, but also talking to them about what types of lifestyle changes you can make, whether it's related to posture, you know, exercise, and so forth.
The team at Tulsa Spine and Rehab specializes in back pain. If you're experiencing pain and discomfort, you don't need to suffer anymore. Give them a call today at 918-743-3737.